Iowa pork producer Conley Nelson will conclude his tenure as chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in early November at the USMEF Strategic Planning Conference in Tucson, Arizona. It has been a productive year under Nelson's leadership, despite challenges facing agriculture and trade. In this USMEF report, Nelson lists some of the positive developments for U.S. red meat exports.
It's been a great honor being chair of USMEF. USMEF is a great organization. It's an organization that has a lot of support across agriculture, and it's doing really good things out in the world. There's a lot of success stories out there. We've got, of course, our established markets, but there's some emerging markets doing a lot better, like Colombia for pork. We got beef going into Taiwan, and we are starting to put a presence in Africa. We see some real opportunity down in that continent, and we're excited about all of that. Some other accomplishments: getting increased access for lamb in Japan, getting more access for beef in Japan. So I think there's a lot of positive momentum going with our U.S. meat exports.
Nelson notes that he has spent most of his professional life in the pork industry, but his role as USMEF chair provided him some unique learning experiences and a new perspective on U.S. agriculture.
I'm from the pork industry, and I'm very familiar with everything going on as it relates to pork. But in my role as chairman this year, I did see similarities everywhere. People are worried about labor. People are worried about succession, getting young people into the agriculture. You know, so there's a lot more commonalities with all of our livestock producers than there are differences. And I think USMEF brings that all together. And we just got a great opportunity ahead of us in agriculture.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lose.